There we go. So we are live. I want to welcome everybody to the show.
Hello.
Sorry for our tardiness. I just got in. Let me mute this. Sorry.
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
All right.
I got nothing on YouTube yet.
Got to update that. There we go. All right. Here we go. So, Chris, Dylan's Touch. Dave.
Windy City Dent Repair.
Brian, RPS Dent Repair.
There we go.
Going on.
Like we're dragging, guys. Long day.
It's been a rough week. It's been a rough week.
I've had a long day. That's crazy.
It's been grueling.
Oh, yeah, you travel time for you. Yeah. Jet lag. All right, guys. So we, at the beginning, we always do the tools. Whose phone is going off?
It's
like
mine. I'm getting like 13,000. As soon as I get on here, everybody wants to text me. Like, I've been home. I haven't done anything all day. I've been sitting in a courtroom since 9 o'clock this morning. I get nothing. I get on YouTube, and everybody wants to send me 10,000 messages. Sorry, I'm just venting. It's all good. Let me drink my root beer. I'm going to do a little plug for A&A root beer, A&W root beer.
Not a sponsor.
I do want to plug James Lee again for supplying us for this workshop with the Illuminate lights. They definitely got some use this time. We had quite a few people in there, so it worked really well.
Yeah, definitely.
So thanks, James.
Perfect. So let's go over some tools. We'll start off with Dave. I think you have some tools this time around.
I do. So we'll start with. I have these new tabs from Anson. They pull amazing. They came in a little goodie bag that I had gotten at MTE, and I just used them for the first time today, and no complaints, whatever.
They pull pretty hard, right?
Yes. They pull.
It's kind of domed on the end. It's not really flat.
It's not flat. I have four different sizes, and they pull amazing. So Tequila Tabs, Anson, highly recommended. I got them in a little goodie bag. They've been sitting in my tab little container for a while, and I finally just used them. So highly recommended. Tequila Tabs, Anson.
They always send like a little goodie bag every time you buy something, right?
Yeah, the towel, a bunch of stickers. It does have that. What's it called? That
the guide.
That's a nice thing.
I hope you guys can see this. I know it's probably reversed or something like that, but it's just a little piece of paper that they give out. It says Anson on the front here, and then on the back it has all of the general weather ranges for professional PDR. The brands of the glue, the name and the colors, the category, if they're high strength, medium strength pull, and then what conditions, which is, I think, is key. So it is color coded. It has all the conditions on here. Hot weather only, hot, warm, moderate to hot. So if you order anything from Anson, I think they give you one of these almost with every order or with every order. So these are always nice. But yeah, Tequila Tabs.
Good. Now, what do they compare to, the green or the root beer?
I'd say the root beer. They're closer to the root beer, I think, with how hard they actually pull.
Wow.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, sometimes I think the root beer pulls harder than the green tabs.
You do? Yeah. I seem to break them all the time.
Situation. I think it depends on the situation. Break.
It needs to pull. I don't care if I'm replacing them every five pulls. I don't care. As long as they pull in that dent, I don't care. It costs, you know, less than the dent, so I'm good. I'm still in the green, so I'm good. Yeah, I the oval ones, root beer, and just the round ones, they pull so hard.
Yeah, those Tequila Tabs are nice.
Hey, get some. Ryan, you want to go?
You can go ahead and go.
All right, well, to follow the glue tab trend, I used this the other day. It's the Centipede tab. So this is the one This is one I like. This how wide it is.
What do you pull it with?
Yeah, I was going to say.
So most of the time I pull it with the kind of the slot bar from the Dentdial.
Yeah.
And really, I shouldn't say the slot bar, but a version of it. I have a Dentdial 22 heavy. So I normally use that and not the slot bar. So honestly, I bought the slot bar and I don't use it that often. The 22 heavy does everything that the slot bar can do, I think. At least I haven't seen any limitations compared to the slot bar. But this is the Kiko. I believe it's the Centipede tab. They do make a Viper tab that flexes. Kind of the whole thing can kind of flex like an S if need be. But this is a game changer.
I have this that one, but it's damage. Not the ice one. It's not the ice. Mm-hmm. It's just the regular blue Centipede. And it pulls. I use it on that Grav4. There's a video that I have on my YouTube channel of using the K-bar, the Kiko K-bar with that Centipede. And
yeah, this thing is a beast.
It is.
So, and then my second tool, I have a Standliner Mini. It was the MVP today again. I was actually getting up in a Chevy fender. And this time I was just using it as the regular tool. Nothing crazy. I probably could have.
So the fender by the headlight?
It was towards the back. It was on the back side of the fender.
So like so towards the hinge.
Door. Yeah. Towards the door, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have the. You can open the hood and get a little bit of access, at least on this Silverado that I was
That's
working
nice
on.
That's nice because it's shaved, too. Here. I like that. That lets it get down yeah. those nice little grooves. Because I
this
have
thing
the
is
ultra shaved. We'll get into something like that, but there's no power behind it. That looks like it has
some
power,
which is nice. Yes. And when it does flex, it flexes just the
and
tip.
This is the mini?
This is the mini.
They have a regular version? A regular size?
Right. I think size? Right. I think it's a... 24 or 30 inch or 36 inch. So then he came out with the mini.
So that's the mini SDT, right? The one that Bryce was talking about.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm.
How long is this? I don't know. It looks big, but.
I would say 20 inches, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a little less, maybe 18 inches or so. I'm going to see if you guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good tool. I'm going to do a review on it. But just this little tool, using it really twice, I kind of want the entire set now. So probably my next purchase. They come off back order. It seems like they're sold out everywhere. So, but yeah, definitely check this tool out. I think these are not sold out. This is a stout tool. You'll see in my videos coming up. I think I'm actually going to try to release one tomorrow or Wednesday.
Now, my question with that is, do you know, since you did talk to Thomas, do you know the story with his tool and then the A1 tools?
So, he wants to get on the show and talk about that, okay. But from what I gather, he said that A1 is a direct distributor for Standliner, and the tools are from Standliner. I believe he was in talks with another company, and he said he chose, you know, A1. So I'm thinking he knows A1's is selling his tools. It's not a copy. He didn't say anything about them. I don't think A1 manufactures their tools anyway, and probably outsource that. But I don't know, you know. But
okay.
I think if you get it from A1, you're getting Standliner tools. So
okay,
he's got a little leather like tat or piece. On
yeah,
it.
Man. So
that's a nice little touch.
It came like this. Nice right, question. And then it came with a little rubber booty, right like that, man. So I was like, right. Oh, okay. And nice it came, I think it came wrapped up. I mean, you could just tell the craftsmanship that he put into this tool. I don't know. I basically was using it like, you know, as aggressive as I use all my tools, and there's not even any scratches on this thing, man.
Well, you're definitely not as aggressive as Dave O.
Come on.
No way.
I just throw my tools that dude, on the floor.
That dude is a beast. He is a beast.
Well, yeah, he needs this thing.
I need to power through it.
Dave, you got to show everybody that shirt, man. That shirt, I got to go order one.
It just says work. That's how you get it.
I love it. Yo. I love it.
Work. That's how you get it.
Yeah, that's the only way. Only way I know how.
What do you got, Ryan?
So I got something that Dave Johnson let me use this week for a little while.
Ooh, I saw that on the table.
So it's Chad Peters from Endeavor Tools, a newer company, kind of started on social media, getting the stuff out, running a lot of little contests and stuff. I'll tell you, this thing is super duper. It's kind of heavy, you know. It seems like a really well built tool. It's got this little ratcheting system here, you know, for it to roll up in there for the window. This is obviously a leverage bar that goes in the window. You leverage off of it. But I'll tell you that the quality of this thing, it's really surprising. If you want a tool that's definitely going to last, I mean, this is all rubber coated. It looks like the end caps are powder coated.
Would you be using that with your carbon tech rod or no?
Well, actually, he has his own rod out. I think you can use it with anything you have. Okay. I mean, it is definitely solid. I mean, this thing, it's got some weight to it. So
if
it's
you're
not
cranking
like some cheap...
on it, you don't think those things will.
No.
Okay, cool.
You know, I mean, this is the same stuff that they use on bicycle racks.
Okay.
To ratchet the tires down.
Yeah.
The same basic idea, you know. It's got this little pull lever right here.
That's nice.
I mean, it's a nice tool. Nice. I mean, when I remember, I was there when he went to go pick him up from his house because we were doing a hail car together, and he used it, you know. And I'm so comfortable with my carbon tech rod, it's hard for me to go somewhere else. So
yeah.
That's that. That's the window bar from Endeavor. If you want to buy something, it's really well made. I mean, there's nothing.
Tools. That's a newer company, right?
It is. Nothing cheap about this tool. I can truly tell you that. You know, even
are they
the little
are they US or are they?
They are US. EndeavorTools.com.
Okay.
What else do they sell?
They sell rods, all kind of stuff. He also let me use this. So what this is it's a sliding handle. Handle is made out of carbon.
Mm-hmm.
Slided handle hail rod.
Wow. And
this is another tool.
That's really
well made. One feature I really, really like about this tool, you can put four tips on this end. The other thing that he did was the two tips are straight in like a standard hail rod. The other two tips are at an angle.
Do you have like a 90 and a 45?
Yes.
Almost?
You know, 90s and
245s.
290s and 245s, kind of up against the brace.
Yeah.
When I did use this, it took a little while for me to get used to. The reason I say that is I'm so used to my carbon tech rod to where there's barely any flex. This does flex a little bit. You know, it's extruded aluminum square tubing, but it did a nice job. I really enjoyed the angle tip. You know, because it could get you into that brace, get you a little tighter up in between the brace and the roof, you know, on those Dodges or the Chevys that have those braces that are kind of hung a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this tool, it's definitely a competitor. You know, it's definitely something out there that I would say, hey, I'm going to, if I didn't have the carbon tech rod and I didn't want to spend that much money, this would definitely be my next choice.
Do you know the price point on that?
Yeah.
I do not. Okay. I did not come prepared. I was enjoying my jury case.
Someone's letting you borrow it. It's okay.
Yes. Dave brought it by. We used it on a hail car. Dave brought it by. Check it out. Let me know what you think. I just told him today that I was bringing it on the show.
Your website. I don't think I've actually checked it out yet. So
it's got some cool stuff on there.
I'm sure if I do, though, some money will be spent. So.
You know, it's a nice tool. I really like the sliding handle. I can't even talk today. The sliding handle is – it gives you that versatility of using a shorter rod, you know, a longer rod.
You're not switching between.
It doesn't – yeah, I mean, it spins on here, but it stops. Like, it's not like it's just sitting on there. So he definitely did a nice job with the engineering of this one.
Endeavor Tools.
So it's got a nice stopper at the end, which I like too. So you're not just beating the aluminum end into the into the ground. So every part of its touch, you know, even the end where it's probably going to get beat up is engraved. So check them out, EndeavorTools.com. This was courtesy of Dave Johnson, the good old dent whiz. So check them out. And that's all I got today, guys. That'd be it. I didn't push one dent today, so I'm trying to enjoy my day off today.
You should. You need it.
My court cases. Doing my civic duty.
There you go. There you go. All right, so we're going to be talking about what happened this weekend.
It was an awesome workshop, man.
I think so.
It was. It was.
The atmosphere. Definitely.
It was an awesome workshop. I'll tell you, there were some guys from out of town. You know, we had Boz Dent Repair came up from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long drive. You know, got some really good feedback from him. A couple guys from South Carolina. You know, so it was definitely a good one.
Now we had a lot of good, we had a lot of fun. I think it was super informative for the people. And the feedback we got, like you said, after,
It was good. Amazing.
Was really, really good. This is the first one I was finally able to attend. And I can't wait for the next one already. I had so much fun. I enjoy that so much. I enjoy talking about just dents and hanging out with people and sharing stories and knowledge and tips and helping each other. It makes stuff. It makes this more fun. It makes dent repair more fun.
I agree. For me.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, but just seeing – go ahead.
Go ahead, Chris.
No, just seeing, you know, like-minded people kind of just motivate you. You know, everybody really was kind of in the same kind of – I don't know, just the vibe was just
– It was.
It was crazy. It was nice. It was nice.
If we had about 10 more hours in the day, I think
just
sat there and truly just talked about dent repair. You know, towards the end, we kind of fizzled out. Guys are all talking in little groups, and it was good. It was, you know, it's a bunch of people from all over the place.
And all skill levels. Some and who didn't put, who's never, you know, all that gel. Was a big thing. Skill, yeah. People who have never touched the tool, people who are just interested, people who have touched the tool for a couple months, a couple years, and then a lot of years.
I mean, so we had a guy, all we had over an R&I guy there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Body men there.
Yeah. It was all over the place. It was awesome.
It was.
Yeah, definitely good.
You know, we had an iCar instructor there. We had State Farm adjuster there, you know. She knows a lot of everything. Super, I mean, she's a ball full of knowledge.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was good though.
And giving a different perspective from stuff that we don't maybe keep up on or learn about, you know, in our daily routine. Yeah. She had a lot of information to give, you know,
which she was actually explaining to us.
Heat.
Yeah, the heat on high strength steel panels.
Ultra,
that's what it was. Yeah, ultra high strength steel
panels and standards and procedures with that.
And actually, you know, she brought up something I didn't know. You know, the ultra high strength steel we're not even supposed to fix. Yeah. So that was something that I learned. I haven't really worked on anything ultra high strength steel. I think a lot of that's the underbracing and inner structure. So, you know, it was definitely, you know what it was? It was nice seeing guys that spent a ton of money on training and spending time with them and seeing some of the lacking points that they needed, you know, that they explained, hey, I really need some help with this, or I'm not quite understanding this. That's what I truly enjoyed. You know, someone that's dealt with another training company, been through that process and just sat back and said, I'm still lacking these things. Can you help?
Help me.
Right. And honestly, go ahead.
I would say, and able to offer that help.
Yeah. And honestly, I think that's the best way to train. You know, let them get their hands kind of dirty for a couple of weeks. Then they're going to come back with different type of questions.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking to my family member, explaining to him about he's going to school to pick up a trade. And I said, well, why don't you, on the summer, why don't you work that trade? Because when you go back to school, you're going to have different questions. You're going to talk to the two. How to, you know, for instance, turn a wrench when you just need to turn wrenches. Then you're going to say, well, how fast do I need? Can I, you know, use this tool? Can I use that tool? You're going to have different questions. So I'm always advocate for getting your hands, you know, dirty first, getting your feet wet first, then pursue if you want to do it. I think me and Dave, we kind of do the same thing with the video. Training, no nothing, no school, no media production, and we just do it. If we get stuck, we jump on YouTube or we call each other or we call someone that's more knowledgeable for it, and you know, and that's it, done. So I think that's just the best way of training. I like to get guys that have been trying to do it for, you know, a month or two, and that's when I can really hone in on their skills. Fresh out, you're just gonna be sitting on the hood all day.
I think it's also when you're first learning something, you've got everything coming. There's so much information coming to you. You can't really dial in one or the other.
Right.
So I think, like you said, you need to get your hands dirty for a little while, and then you can sit mm-hmm. back and say, okay, I need to work on this, or why are you doing it this way? Or, you know, I really.
And that was nice with the workshop, having people there who had no experience, but knew of paintless dent repair, putting a tool in their hand and showing them that, hey, it's really not all, you know, as easy as it looks. And, you know, there were a couple of comments saying, oh, wow, like this is a lot harder than I actually thought it was.
Yes.
And that's okay, you know, and it was nice. For people who maybe thought it was easy, and getting that tool with the light and trying to find the tip, it's, you know, and it was, I kind of lost my train of thought. It was nice to see their feedback with that, you know?
Right. Right.
They had a certain perception of how this goes, and it wasn't like that at all.
Yeah.
It kind of humbles you of like, man, this is how it was when I first started. It's been so long ago. You know, I don't remember. I mean, I remember a few days of sitting on that hood, but I don't really remember. I don't know the feeling too much. So,
yeah.
And but just seeing the kind of the sweat beating up and going, man, I got everybody's looking at me and I can't get this dinner. You know, it coaching them.
Because, I mean, us three, we all had techs there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And for my tech to see other people who are in the same position as him, going through the same struggles, the same trials and tribulations, him being able to, pushing ain't easy.
Being able to
talk to other people, I think gave him another, a bigger sense of confidence, knowing that there are other people out there in his position who are going through the same stuff. And being able to talk with that, bounce stories off of each other. Hey, I was just trying this the other day, or, you know, Ryan had taught me this. This is, you know, maybe you should try that. And being able to practice like that with a group of people doing the same thing, rather than, you know, at least for us in our situation, by ourselves, having another perspective, another set of ears and eyes, looking at his work, talking to him, and giving him different tips and tricks.
It's
super beneficial for him.
Yeah. Then what was the guy named John? He had a new kind of different Philly. Yeah, he had a kind of different way he kind of repairs. Just a little unique, I guess I would say. It worked. I mean,
it did.
You know, he was fast too.
Yeah, super fast. You know, and I'm listening to that. I'm like, man, I've heard that before, but I've never actually seen that style of work in person. So it was cool to even see for someone as myself, as experience, you know, or with the experience that I have, seeing a completely different style of repairing a dent.
And that was the slap and pull mode, like Kaz's stuff, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. And he never went to the school for Kaz. I think he just kind of learned it with the tools, and I think he's still learning how to use it. But he was able to kind of explain, I guess, from his experience. Yeah, the concept. Which we all understand the concept, but you know, he seems like he's been doing it for a few years, so
And his fanny pack. It's a good idea.
I know,
yeah. It really is. I hate to say it, but it really is a good idea.
I mean, he's probably fast on a lot, man. I'm telling you. I thought about it today. I was like, man, I'm about to give me one of them. I'm about to put it on my belt buckle or something.
Yeah, I think the workshop was definitely a great turnout. And I think there will be you know, even more feedback coming in when people you know, kind of either watch this show or kind of rethink about, you know, man, Saturday did actually help a lot and stuff like that. And I honestly, I can't wait for the next one. I'm already ready.
Kind of so like Slick was
leave MTE, you're already ready for the next one.
So Slicks wants us to elaborate about, I guess he's talking about that method that everybody's talking about, the pull. I think what John was doing was he started in kind of quickly on the dead, moving it up very fast, small kind of rapid pushes. And I guess the reason for that was kind of, I guess, I don't know what he said, heating the panel up or just, vibration. That's what it was. So that's kind of his style that he was trying to show us.
Slowly hitting that dent and bringing it up just
through just from the vibration. So just light push that normally wouldn't probably lift that dent up, but just enough where it would start lifting itself up. And I was telling you, what did I tell you, Dave, about the blending technique? When I first started getting the blending about, I think that was in 2009, 2008.
With the
bottom. Right. It was all vibration. I mean, this guy explained it to us. He literally took out dents from vibration and I couldn't believe it. But since then I've been playing around with it. I can do it a little bit.
On a double metal panel. You know, I think that works a lot easier.
Yeah.
The vibration with the open panel. I mean, in a 90 degree day and my shoulders and hands are pumping that fast.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I just rather push it. You know, so seeing his style of pushing definitely was, you know, an eye opener. It was definitely an eye opener to, you know, seeing someone else and how they fix stuff.
Yeah.
Or the different tools. I mean, Rick had a ton of tools. I mean, he was showing some stuff that, you know, you're right. And I'm like, what is this? This looks like something from, you know, from the caveman age, but it was an R&I tool I've never seen.
That was also a nice part of the workshop, seeing other people's setups. You know, there's a couple of people who brought either their work vehicles or the tools that they use, which are completely different from ours. And their setups are completely different from, you know, us three who have three different setups. The workshop was a blast. I mean, I had a blast the entire day.
I learned a lot. I mean, seeing Bruce's setup, seeing John work the Stanliner tools. I mean, it was
people seeing your TDN cart, because a lot of people want to see, you know,
people want to
hold that cart. They don't get to see him every day, and that's a lot of money to drop on a cart that I maybe just want to try out. You know, so I saw a new one today.
And they're definitely made differently. I can't say cheaper because I didn't get a chance to kind of feel it. Just from looking at it, it was completely different. As far as the, I don't know, it looked cheaper.
Did you see it online?
It did. No. One of the local dent guys, he stops by my shop. Actually, he has keys to the shop, Glenn. And I asked him to help me with this hood. And but anyway, he brought his TDN cart to work on the hood. And I'm like, I didn't even know it was TDN. I thought he kind of got something from a music store and kind of made it his own. I was like, is that TDN? It's a TDN. I'm like, oh. It just seemed cheaper. I didn't touch it. I didn't pull it. He said it was heavy, so maybe it was just the look of it. But he had a black one. I have the gold one. It could be that too, but it just looked different.
Well, I think at least seeing yours, and if they do come across an older one, then being able to touch it, feel it, see that how heavy yours, you know, loading it even to into a transit.
It's heavy.
You know, Ryan wouldn't be able to take a TDM car like that and put it in his truck. It's just too much. So I think people touching different tools, seeing different tools. There were people there who have never held a dent tool in their life. You know, them putting and feeling the tools that we use every day was nice. My guy had never seen a carbon tech rod. He's like, wow, this tool is made out of carbon fiber. I said, yeah. So is that dead technology hammer that I have too. But you know what I mean? But knowing that there's other tools out there than what, you know, just what I have or just what Ryan has, was kind of an eye opener for him. And I think a couple other people too.
Just seeing it. Right? Yeah. Right. And just being around, like I said, like-minded individuals, man.
I think we had some really good packed knowledge.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Chris put together an amazing PowerPoint.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, it worked really well. You got all of the knowledge, everything, the basics that you needed to know in that workshop. It just went really, really well. You know, it seemed like everybody there left with something.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we were trying to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I did. I left with a bunch of tools I ordered off of Amazon from Bruce, and I was actually playing around with the vibration technique today from John. So I mean, I learned stuff from the guys, from the different ways that people, you know, do things. And Bruce was saying that he does a lot of lot stuff, so I'm always trying to be more efficient on the lot. So, and the way how he has his tools set up, and maybe I may have just a single car that's just literally designed for wholesale instead of doing a retail wholesale mix.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time on the lot. But yeah, it just got me thinking. I mean, it was a nice time, and the guys that showed up were very,
everyone's friendly.
They were just, they were just,
friendly.
Yeah. Awesome. Right, man. And it's weird because you really didn't need to hold anything back. You didn't feel like, oh, you know, he may slide into my account. Like what you always get throughout the week, you know, when you see a dent guy on a lot, you know, I don't know about you. I'm like a squirrel. I'm kind of, what's going on? Who's over there beating on the car? but yeah, it just, you didn't get that vibe for dent guys. So. It was nice. It was very good.
I think the other thing, it's a lot of passion in that room. Even if you're new, you have that passion to try to learn. And you know, it was just, you know, what was really nice is when you sat back and you were like, where were you? You know, we do like an introduction and everybody's telling you where you're from. And it really made me step back when, you know, Bob's was like, yeah, I drove from Atlanta, Georgia. I was like, what? You know, or the other guy—I don't remember his name. I'm sorry. From South Carolina.
Phil.
So you know, it was just nice. It was nice to see some different faces. Mm-hmm. It was nice to see the same old boys too, though. You know, Philly and Keith and James and you know. So, but it's definitely a good workshop. So make sure if you guys didn't come, book a hotel and come. It's one day. You know, what we'll try to do is if there's a lot of people coming from out of town next time, we'll book a dinner after the workshop and just kind of BS and kind of hang out and, you know, so.
And build the relationships. I mean, I would love to talk to these guys, you know, just as much as I talk to you guys. You know, meet some new people, like friendly faces. And there was one guy who said, you know, I've been doing this, so I'm just here to make friends. You know what I mean? And I'm like, everyone was super friendly. And I hope, you know. I hope you got a number, you know, or exchange info with at least one person there and throw something away, you know, something like that where we're able to connect people together who, you know, in this industry who can now help each other out. That was awesome.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. Well, thank you guys. If you're listening and you came to the workshop, we just want to thank you for supporting what we're trying to do here. So
PDR we're gonna workshop try to, movement.
There it is. Yep. We're going to open up for Q&A. I know it's been a long day for me, long day for Dave and Ryan. So we're just going to open up some Q&A for the last 15 minutes. If you guys have any questions, we want to kind of go through you guys' questions because this is a Q&A for you guys, really.
We've so, also got some additional stuff coming through, so we'll keep you posted with the workshop. So
yeah, we got some new training classes coming in. Hopefully, right? That's what you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, hopefully. And hopefully I get you guys a PDF that I'm working on right now. So,
a what?
A PDF.
Literature.
Never mind. No, but a PDF for you guys that are looking to get into the industry. So just put everything that we put in a class in a nice PDF. Something you can actually print off and stuff. So. But guys, if you have any questions, feel free to ask them.
Rick says it looks like those Endeavor hail rods run around 300.
Okay.
So I know I've got
probably. And that's huge. That's huge compared to Carbon Tech 1000. Yeah, you know.
I think I have like 2,200 or 2,500 wrapped up in that whole thing. So.
Mm.
It's a crazy price difference, you know, for someone who maybe is looking for a hail rod.
Of course, it scared me.
The versatility, you know, with the sliding handle, kind of having multiple rods almost, you know, in one setup plus four tips for $300. I mean,
I really like the angle tip on that tool.
The length compared to your Carbon Tech,
it's about the same without the attachments to it.
Okay,
because that Carbon Tech goes pretty long with the extra attachments, so yeah, it's.
Almost through a whole Suburban or
van
roof, you know, your big 2500 box truck roofs, whatever you do over there, Ryan.
We did a couple roofs when you were in town.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I mean, I was prepared for that.
I'll take them. Dave did a busted up brand new F-250 bedside.
Now, let me tell you, F-250s in there alone, and they're tough in the bedside. Ryan working me like a dog out there.
I did work them.
But
what you were here for.
It was nice. It was an experience. You know, every time I come to visit these guys, you know,
all
I
do is work.
Well, all we do is work, but I learn something new every time. Their workflows are completely different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
And my workflow is completely different from theirs. The questions that we ask each other are, why are you doing these things? When I'm there or something like that, why do you do this? Or, oh, I never thought of that. It's very insightful. Yeah. Now you take that and you multiply it by a PDR workshop with 25, 30 people. It's crazy. You know?
And traffic.
Yeah, a lot. But you know, and that's why I love the workshop, because it's pretty much what us three try to do every day with helping each other on a daily basis, multiplied by trying to help everyone else too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I love it.
It was weird. It was, you know,
I didn't want to leave.
Seeing some of the guys from some of my shops, some of the adjusters that were interested, and I was like, okay. Now you're trying to take my account, you know, the account you're in.
But also, you know, what's great is showing that how hard that this trade is. And, you know, I probably gain more respect by having them there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, I think it's knowledge he'll be able to sell.
Yeah, of course. Because, you know, when you go there and fix something at their shop, you can't say, hey, here's a tool and try this. It's a retail customer. It's a customer's car. Mm-hmm. But getting them on a scrap hood and saying, okay, here's a tool. Now try it.
Good luck.
Oh, wow.
Good luck.
This is what you do every day for us? This is why you charge us so much? Or this is why, like, yeah. It's not that easy. You know,
when he left, he was like, man, you make that look easy. I'm like, yeah.
The opportunity to come and try that out is huge. You know, it's a huge thing of knowledge for these people now that they're going to take back to their shops, because he's going to go back and talk to five other people at the same shop that you work for. It's like, man, I went to Ryan's workshop. I went to the PDR workshop, and it is not as easy as it looks. And, you know.
Yep.
It looks like Jaws got a question. What's your favorite tool for slapping down high crowns? I use the dingbat. I know Chris uses another tool.
I'm using a Shane Jacks hammer with either a rubber ball on the end, or I'm still using a knockdown and a hammer.
Yeah, a tool. Yeah. You're not using a slapper tapper, right, Chris?
It depends on the crown. It really has to be the shape of the slapper tapper, or of course, obviously, it depends on the crown. I mean, if it's subtle, the slapper tapper is getting that nice bulk, subtle crowns out. But if it's sharp or real pronounced crown, then I'm probably using a knockdown and a hammer handle with, you know, a little.
And knockdowns, I mean, or crowns, depending on how big they are, if they're super sharp, you know, I'm going through a series of tips just like I would for a deck. You know, I'm going with a fat rubber, and I'm just breaking that rubber down into smaller sizes, just like I would if I had a deck that was super big, and I'm going with pushing a lot of metal and breaking those size of that tip down until I'm finished.
And then it can also go like where that crown is. I mean, if it's if it's around kind of the edge of the door, then we know it's If it's in the middle of the door, I probably won't use the slapper tapper. I'm moving too much metal. It's not direct. I would say. So I would probably get my my jeweler's hammer out and probably get that one. I mean, today I had to do three crowns, and the GTI that I posted on Instagram, that was a knockdown and hammer handle for the most part. And then when it got kind of level, I was using my jeweler's hammer.
I'll go from a 1-inch rubber ball to a chair tip to an R4 tip to then the VIP, you know, and that's my series of knocking down with a hammer and knockdown. Once I get that, I'm switching to a Shane Jacks blending hammer, almost doing the same thing, but now I'm farther back from that panel, really seeing that crown, you know, finishing and getting anything that's still left over that I couldn't see when I was up close with a knockdown and hammer.
You know, you know what knockdown I've been using a lot more? Chris's PDR Pride knockdown.
What color is it?
You like that one?
It's a white knockdown. I'll tell you, I've been using it more and more.
You like them things, huh?
What black ones were those that from the workshop?
It's the same one. They're just black and white.
No, the ones at the workshop were the Denkraft knockdowns. I
snuck one into my pocket because it's just habit. And it's just what I do. We all know that. Anyway, there was one in my pocket at home.
Dave's got a problem.
Anyway, it's now Kyle's knockdown. But I used it today for the first time, and that thing is nice. It's like a standard Deadcraft knockdown.
Yeah. No, it's I'm telling you. Nice.
Dave has Trato's a problem PDR with Prime leaving one. With tools.
So I didn't leave with anything Dave-o. This time. I just lost one, okay?
You did lose one. I'm hoping it falls in my truck somewhere.
I just found it, and I just found that thing, and now it's gone again. For good now.
But I'll tell you, that PDR Pride knockdown, it's a little beat. So get one of those.
I'm still waiting for mine.
It's like,
did you order?
It's free knockdown, but it's like $8 shipping or something.
I did order that.
Yeah. You did order it. Yeah, I'm slow with the shipping. I'm not even gonna lie. It's bad, but you do get it. I do get all through the shipments pretty much on the weekends. This is the only time I can ship is like a Wednesday and like the weekend. So it's coming, Dave. It's coming.
I'll be waiting.
I gotta get a little assistant to ship everything out now.
Well, and so today I had to go to the Edgy tool site, so I'm gonna be doing some reviews on some of their stuff because for some reason we now lost our Edgy hookers, where our hangers, wherever they could possibly be.
They're still under the hoods.
No, I didn't bring any to Baltimore, so I don't
know. I know they're on. That's usually where I'll leave it. It's under the hood, and I'll shut the hood.
But two of them are gone at the same time, so I just went on his website. Put a nice little order in for myself. So when that comes in, I'll be doing some tip reviews because I bought a couple tips from him. And that'll be coming soon. So we'll see how that goes.
I got one problem with that website. Every time I order something, I'll get it, and like the next week, he'll release a new tool that I really want. Every single time.
He's got something.
Yeah. Creative guy. He's very creative.
I don't know.
Mine is always moving.
We got more questions up here.
Yeah, so some tips on super sharp dents. I know that I will be releasing, or I think we will be releasing some information about super sharps. I have been working out a PowerPoint presentation for super sharp dents. So I've been taking a lot of footage, a lot of pictures explaining how I remove these sharp dents.
When it comes to these questions like that, you know, it's almost kind of like a customer asking, like, how much do you guys charge? Or, you know, how much to fix this?
Yeah.
Super sharp could mean, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I have a small dent. I don't know what that means. I have a large dent. I don't know what that means. What does it look like? So with the super sharp dents, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into that. And Benny had asked me at the workshop, how do you fix a super sharp dent? I said, well, give me that hammer. Whack. I whacked it, you know, and I just went and acted like I normally would. And I think the insight that I gave him, I'm hoping, you know, he's able to kind of take back really take that knowledge back with him when he goes to work on them. But there's a lot that's involved. It's the same thing. Is it in a brace? Is it not in a brace? What kind of car? What's the metal like? Yeah. How big is the dent? How deep is the
dent?
How's the paint? You know, so there's so much. I mean, it's very hard. I think, you know, a lot of people ask, come to the workshop. We'll be able to show you. Come to the workshop, we'll be able to show you in person, because it's really hard to explain over, you know, just like this. I could say, use a sharp tip tool, make a lot of pushes, and
the metal reacts differently. I mean, I had the GTI today. It was like, you didn't want to use no sharp tip on that bad boy.
Yeah, it's very,
it's not moving up. It's not coming. Yeah. I think. Yep. But I mean, hopefully, I don't know how I'm gonna release it, PowerPoint presentation, but. I may just have a video on it.
Is it a dent that you're able to soften up with a soft tip and then go in with the sharp tip tools? You know, is it just super sharp where you can't use a soft tip because you'll move the metal around it too much rather than actually hitting the center?
So to help them answer this question, what are some of the techniques that you always use for sharp dents? I know I always use heat. So that's one thing.
I bring that board as sharp close holes. As I can. I bring that board as close as I can to that dent, to where that light is shining into the deepest part of that. The center.
So close light.
Very, very close light.
Yeah.
Those three things. Heat. You know, those are like my main. My three main things. For pushing sharp dents.
Yeah.
Boz just commented. Ryan, great teacher.
Hey, Boz.
Dave, a big, big tough brother. And Chris, a great mentor. Nice. Benny, you're just a great person.
That's awesome. Boz is an awesome guy. We met him. He walked up and said, hey, my name's Boz. Where are you from? Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, okay, cool. You drove here? Yes, I drove. You drove? You know, and he just had the biggest smile on his face. Super humble guy, super genuine, super nice. Asking questions. He was showing me a couple of his things, his stories or videos that he had made. You know, he's just starting out, or, you know, he's been doing it for a little bit now.
And then he drove. Then he drove to like 40 minutes north just to come to Chemical Guys just to hang out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the type of crowd we had. So.
Yeah,
it was super cool.
Boz Dent Repair, BAZ. If you guys, he's on Instagram. If you go follow him, I think it's Boz_Dent_Repair_, if I remember correctly. Boz, you can correct me in the chat if you want. But super humble guy, super nice guy. I can't wait to link up with him. I told him about Mobile Tech Expo, so you better be coming in January. Mobile Tech Expo, look that up. Boz, come out.
All you guys, make sure you book your stuff, because it's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a fun time. So I think we're going to be planning a dinner.
Yep, we will.
We're out there. So,
yep, we definitely want to link up again, guys.
Well, hopefully we can get another workshop in before the end of the year. That's my goal for sure. One, hopefully two. Two would be nice, but
I think we'll do one in where you're at, Dave. I was thinking about that today, you know.
That would be nice.
Probably now, because I'm not trying to get there and there's 20 feet of snow on the ground.
Nope.
It's stuck out there.
Nope.
No, so maybe we could do that close to late summer.
Summer in the fall, I think, you know, yeah. Early fall.
Yeah, definitely.
We can get something coordinated here. And, yep. You know, hopefully guys from, you know, who are local to here or in the Midwest can maybe come up. You know, guys down in Texas, it's a 14-hour drive, I know, from Dallas to Chicago, only because I used to live there, so. It's definitely doable. You can do it. You know, that would be nice if we did it out here. But even if we did it over by you guys, I think just having another one this year would be really, really nice.
The other thing, we were invited by the chemical guys to use their location for the training. So it's a little closer to BWI. So if that's
easy
for you guys too. I spoke to him today because they're going to be starting their own training. So he offered the space to us whenever we need it,
which is really, nice. Really nice. You know,
it's a nice setup too.
And while you guys are there after the workshop, buy some detail products.
Yeah,
it was crazy in there on Saturday. Crazy.
It was the grand opening of Chemical Guys, the first one in Maryland, and it was insane.
There
was
515 people through the door on Saturday.
It was a 9 a.m. start, and there were people there at 7 a.m. trying to get some soaps and waxes and and detail products and buffers. It was crazy. Bunch of cars came. I mean, that was really, really nice.
Yep.
I was there on Sunday, and it was still busy. The door was still opening. You know, Jamie's like, oh, can I just get a break? I need a break.
That was nice.
So it's good for him. It's good to support your local businesses too.
Of course.
Definitely.
Support your local deck guy.
Guys, if you do not follow us on Facebook, we have a Facebook group. It's in the description of the video. Go ahead and jump on our Facebook group. We try to give as much content as we can. Straight Lines, I believe I did a little video of a sharp dent in that Facebook group. It was on, I forgot the car, Mazda, the gray one. It's a gray Mazda CX-5. But anyway, jump on the Facebook group if you haven't already. Go visit our website. We will have classes up. Hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll be releasing some more classes. And that is it. Don't forget to give us a thumbs up on this video. Huh? What do you say, Dave?
You keep giving me deadlines here.
You're right. Yep, you're absolutely right. I tell my guys, the only way you get it done. I give myself deadlines.
Yo, you get three hail cards. Jeez, three hail cards today? Jeez.
Three hail cards today, man. Man, yo, it was a rough one today.
Three and one?
Three in two different shops, so it wasn't like bang bang three. I had to drive to go get the last one. So
that's crazy.
And that's a 45-minute drive between shops. So it's a little rough on that one. And I didn't leave until 9, so I had a late start. I was a little lazy this morning. I'm waiting for traffic down now. But I appreciate it, guys. Don't forget to give us a thumbs up on your way out.
Thank you guys for watching.
Definitely.
Appreciate the love. Dave, Ryan, you want to go ahead and...
Dave O, Windy City Dent Repair, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Trying to answer...
MySpace.
And no
MySpace. Tender.
Hinge, if you're out there. But you can follow me, Windy City Dent Repair. On those platforms, I try to get as much emails and DMs out as I can. I'm getting them. They're coming in now hot. So,
yeah, definitely
running the business, running the social life, you know, through this with answering questions and tips, tricks for everyone through these platforms. It's I'm trying to get it all. So, but thank you guys. Windy City Dent Repair on those.
RPS Dent Repair, all the platforms. Got a new video dropping tomorrow, so keep your eyes open on my YouTube channel.
Woo!
It's a pretty good one. Pretty good one.
some fancy,
I haven't even seen that one.
Some fancy moves in this one. So, and some real life footage, you know, some stuff in some of my shops. So
nice.
You know,
nice.
Make sure you guys check it out. I'll probably blast it in the morning. Like I always do at 4 a.m. when I get up because I'm old.
Definitely. Thanks, Shane. Thanks for coming.
Ah, Shane's on here. Look at that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Past your bedtime. You got to be ready tomorrow morning.
All right, guys. Guy, yeah, he's definitely good. Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely. His awareness is great. That's a great guy. He'll learn quick. All right, guys, Chris Dillon's Touch. I'm on pretty much every platform other than Snapchat now. I kind of gave that one up. I don't post too much on that one.
He'll be back.
Maybe, maybe not. But all right, guys, you guys have a good night. Appreciate all the support and love, guys.
Thank you.
See y'all later.